And you thought the fight over masking was over. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Justice Department says it will appeal a judge's ruling voiding a nationwide mask mandate for public transportation. The CDC asked for the appeal, saying it believes people should still be wearing masks on planes, trains, and other public transportation settings like airports. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Hi, Nova.
Good morning.
So this might be a little confusing for people. Like, is there a mask mandate now with this appeal or not?
It is a little confusing, isn't it? For now, the federal judge's ruling still stands. No nationwide mandate. The message from the Justice Department has been a bit murky. They disagree with the judge's ruling. They say the CDC has the power to mandate masks, but they didn't appeal right away.
Well, why didn't they?
Well, okay, so because it's risky, challenges of pandemic-related mandates have not been going the administration's way. And we spoke to Carl Tobias about this. He chairs the University of Richmond Law School. He points out that the appeal in this case goes to the 11th Circuit in Atlanta, which leans ideologically conservative. And after that, presumably the Supreme Court, which leans conservative as well.
If the government were to lose at either level, it would bake in this precedent, which is, I think, detrimental to CDC and related agencies that need the flexibility, especially to fight a pandemic or any kind of health emergency.
And what we should know soon, Sabri, is whether the government will ask the appeals court for an emergency stay of the lower court's ruling. That would reinstate the mask mandate.
Okay, stay tuned. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.1%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 0.6 to 0.1% range, with the Dow future up 210 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.879%. And Tesla reported earnings. It says it had a record $3.3 billion quarterly profit. That is 7 times more than the quarter the year before. Tesla stock is up 7.5% in pre-market trading.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We're watching a documentary film each month for our Econ Extra Credit project, and this month our pick is Operation Varsity Blues. That's about the 2019 college admission scandal, the one that exposed a conspiracy of wealthy parents bribing their kids' way into elite institutions. But only a small portion of high school graduates are bound for elite colleges. And since the pandemic began, there has been a 9.2% drop in college enrollment overall. For a lot of school counselors, it's a sign of the importance of supporting a variety of pathways for high school graduates, including apprenticeships or just going directly into the workforce. Marketplace's David Brancaccio spoke with Steve Schneider, a school counselor at Sheboygan South High School in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, about what his school is doing.
So I understand maybe a decade ago, you started realizing that a smaller portion of students were going to college than you were reckoning before.
Yeah. We used to rely on senior exit surveys, and the self-reporting was indicating about 80% of our students were going on for post-secondary education. And then about a decade ago, we gained access to a National Clearinghouse data set, which showed us more like 50% were attending. So we had built an entire program around college-bound students, and we were not addressing the needs of a big chunk of kids who actually weren't going on to school. And that's when we began to ask the question, how do we give kids as much advantage as we possibly can for whichever option they're going to choose after high school? And that's where ideas where promoting youth apprenticeship and trying to elevate that direct entry into work, which usually was kind of like, well, that's what kids who couldn't go on to school would do, right? It kind of had that stigma attached to it. And to say, no, that's a really viable option if it's well thought out.
Well, Steve, you've developed this co-op program. It goes for a number of weeks. What does it explore? What does it teach?
Sure. So what we were finding was there's a big gap between doing a two-hour job shadow and doing a 450-year-long committed youth apprenticeship. And we thought, what would sit in the middle? So we created with our local employers a 9-week co-op program. So you're going to go into a place of business. You're going to spend 90 hours maximum. And they're going to move you through that entire operation. You're going to get good exposure to careers that require different levels of education so that when you complete this 9-week co-op, your vision for your future might be a little less foggy and we might be able to provide a little more focus.
What we're not talking about is college shopping, like looking through the catalogs of all the possible 4-year colleges and deciding which one has the nicest gymnasium facilities or something like that. You're talking about trying to figure out first, what kind of life does the student want to live eventually? What kind of career are they interested in?
Yeah. College is a product. It's a big business. It's a product that's supposed to provide value. It doesn't make sense to me that you would purchase products without knowing their purpose, right? That doesn't make sound economical sense for anybody. So we typically start with, what are you interested in? What do you like to do? What skills do you already have? What skills do you want to develop? And once we figure that out, you know, where's a good spot for you? And let's make that match after you've identified kind of what direction you want to head.
Steve Schneider is a school counselor at Sheboygan South High School in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Mr. Schneider, thank you very much for this.
Oh, absolutely, David. Anytime.
We are watching one documentary a month on Marketplace topics. You can follow along with our Econ Extra Credit newsletter if you haven't already. That is at marketplace.org/newsletters. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.